I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Check, 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 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check, check.
Robert!
Check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check, check, check.
Yeah, good, good, good on the checks. Good on the checks.
Good on the checks. Where's Joey D? Do we have Joey D in the house? Ladies and gentlemen, Joey D's in the house. You got Mikey B in the house. Come on, clap it up now, boys. Clap it up now, boys.
Big one, big one today. Big one today. Big one today.
Why is it a big one today, Joey D?
I don't know.
Why is it a big one today, Joseph?
I don't know. You guys are saying it's a big one today. I don't know why is it a big one. What's going on?
Because every episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is a big episode. So let's give another nice warm of applause here, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to be here. We're ready to rock and roll. Joey D, talk to me. How are you today?
I'm a little tired, but are you tired? I'm on time. Well, I'm tired.
That's because some mug you got there, Bob. Whoa. What is that, a polar bear? I'm sorry, yeah, Joe, but that polar bear Christmas mug spun me for a loop there. That's a special mug.
Yeah, this is part of the Featherston family, which I'm
staying
with
that's
today.
A nice mug.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house. Oh, it really is. The Featherstone.
You know, the funny thing about coffee mugs is that, you know, some people have these like ultra decorative mugs, like, and I just never, I have some of them myself, and I just find myself never using them. They're too cumbersome to deal with, whether it's to handle them, to clean them. It's just something that, you know what I mean? I just always opt for a simple, regular mug.
I would actually think that you're the other way around. I would think you're more of a crazy mug type.
This is a fucking mug.
Wait, before you pretzel it, all this is a normal mug with a picture on it. It's a normal mug.
Oh my God.
It's as normal. Now, Bob's mug has like this guy,
man. In fucking the same breath as he's stating how cumbersome it is to wash.
This is a regular mug. This is a regular mug, Joe. It just has a picture on it. Are you fucking blind? Again, go to the optometrist. Get your fucking eyes checked. This is a normal mug.
What does the mug say, Mike? But you made it out like it was such a simple mug.
Because I'm talking about these mugs. I'm talking about these mugs that are not cookie cutter shaped mugs. I'm talking about mugs like that polar bear. Hold that back up, Bob. Hold that mug back up. See the ears on that thing? Like,
yeah, that's it's ridiculous.
The little nose that shoots out.
I agree.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. The shape, not necessarily what's on the mug itself. Everyone's got a mug that says, you know, whatever it says on it. That's fine. And I don't mind that. It's the shape of the mug. The shape.
You know, too, all right. It's tough. First, they probably paid premium for the mug.
I agree.
Not
that's
only that.
High level ceramic right there.
Yeah. One can make that claim, Joey D. And the thing is, too, when you go to store the mug, it doesn't all fit. Like, you can't line it all
up. That's my point. That's my point. You put it in the shelf, and those little ears are pushing the other mugs out of the way.
Yeah. That reminds me of the Coca-Cola bear at Christmas.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yep. So, Featherstone, staying
at. Feeling.
I'm staying at Showtime anytime Featherston's house, and his dad's very old school, like, you know, America blue collar type of guy. And I gave him a have a day hat, and I woke up this morning and I come up and I didn't even see him in the living room. And all of a sudden he goes, Bangladesh, huh? And it scared the shit out of me. He's like, Bangladesh. I put he's like, the hat, your hats are made in Bangladesh. How come you don't make it in the USA? And I'm looking at him, and I had nothing.
We got
some concerning very choppy audio out of the going tail. On here.
Very choppy audio. Come on. Yeah. It was a really good tour.
I have to believe that this is on Joe. It's got to be on purpose at this point. It has to be.
I mean, listen, when I travel, I make sure I'm equipped with the equipment that I need in order to run a successful podcast. You know, the guy spent more time making sure he had a Christmas mug than making sure that the audio on the headphones or the mic that he is working clearly and audible. You know, it's just a tale as old as time, Mikey. It's kind of sad, you know.
Bob, it might be those headphones. I don't know, something is chopping your audio out.
Oh, it's choppy, all right. Let me tell you, it's choppy.
It's like the waters of Nova Scotia when the salmon are running.
It's choppy as Bangladesh.
Go back to the wired headphones, Bob. Go back to the wired. Then you never got to worry. Let's go to the wired. Are you getting the wired? Is that what's happening?
I don't
happening?
Know what's going yeah. on here.
Are we back?
I could hear you a lot better now.
That is better, yeah. Good. That is better.
Then you know what I'm going to say with this? Then fuck the AirPods.
That's a lot better, honestly.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is that's the best audio I've ever heard out of Bob. Meanwhile, the guy's got who knows how much of a setup he's got at the home base.
The studio,
with that home
Joe.
Studio. It's the best audio I've heard. It's just straight from the
way the way Bob hyped that studio up, you would have thought Dr. Dre would be recording the next episode. Volume 3 from that studio, the way he was hyping it up. You thought DJ Khaled would have popped out of the
Ice closet. Ice Cube on the ones and twos.
Oh, hot start.
I think it's safe to say studio was a flop. The studio was
an absolute flop. It really was.
The bottom line is the thought and the effort, I think you could say, was there.
Yes.
Yeah, the thought, the sentiment was there. The sentiment was there.
Now, I'll tell you what's interesting is the guy who set it up, he still hasn't charged me.
Well, yeah. Well, he might never, because, I mean, it was kind of a botched job.
I'm saying it was absolutely, the studio was a flop. What more do you want from me?
No, listen, I think we appreciate the fact that you went out of your way to try to do something in the hopes of improving the caliber and quality of what is already a very successful bourgeoning podcast. Yeah. That being said, it was a total flop. And we're
owning the flop. I'm owning the flop.
I'm saying in lieu of the flop, You should be weary of what the charges that this young man, this individual, will be providing you with, because I don't think you should be charged much, noting the overall quality that we are receiving week in, week out.
See, what's the right price for that studio?
I couldn't put a number on it.
Come on.
Obviously, he's not charging you for, I mean, you're supplying the accoutrement, the devices. You're just
the bells and whistles.
He yeah, like you're not those, like all the decorations, and I think that's it. All that stuff. Like, what did he actually do?
Really? I tell you what, you ain't paying for manual labor, because that was
not fair. No, he worked hard. Look, that. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass it was to set up that golden tee? That took a long time.
The golden tee has nothing to do with the podcast.
No, well, did you have to plug it in? What did he have to plug it in? It's from Walmart. You said it was from Walmart. No,
Mikey, I'm telling you, it's a bitch to set up. I mean, that's a big. He's got to take a drill. He's got to. I mean, no, it's a look. We're not building Bear Stadium in our backyard. You are for the past 2 years. But the bottom line is, it takes a little bit to set that up.
Another pretzel job, 2 weeks.
The construction going on.
They broke ground. They broke ground last week, Bob. Last week they started.
They broke ground.
They broke ground. They broke ground.
They broke ground.
They broke ground. They had to break. They literally had to break ground. I got excavators back there. I got, yeah.
Oh. Ridiculous thing to say.
Broke ground is a new statement to
last
me.
Week.
That's so sick. He's the sickest amongst us all. The smartest. Okay. I think you're the smartest. I think you're also the sickest.
I'm just saying exactly what it is.
And Bob, I appreciate that.
And to be honest, I think the studio was a Mitchell Trubisky-esque flop. It was like Trubisky.
Sometimes I have to say that it's a flop.
A lot of hope. You know, it started off nice. It was looking really good, just like Trubisky first year. We're going to the playoffs, best record, and win the NFC North. And then all of a sudden,
nose dive, swan dive.
Joey D, I'm going to take a low blow here. I'm going to take a low blow.
Oh.
At me?
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
We heard back from Wendy's.
How corny is that? Did you reach out to Wendy's? Did you, Robbie Burger, Instagram superstar, media super? Did you have a call? Why didn't you put a call into Wendy's? You got a lot of money.
To be honest, I'd like the podcast to be sponsored by Cameo.
That's
ridiculous.
They're taking enough vig off of Bob. They're putting their kids through college.
They can definitely insert the home studio for free. That's for sure.
Yeah, we could be recording from Cameo headquarters on a weekly basis, probably flown out on private jet.
Trying to keep the podcast afloat.
He's making it sound like we're employees with fringe benefits, full medical, dental.
I just want to say something right now. If we were regular employees for any other company, we'd be model employees for our dedication, our time spent, and our overall payments.
But you don't think you're compensated fairly?
I will proceed to the next question.
No, come on.
I think we're in a contract here.
We've been in a contract here for the last 2 years, Mikey.
there's been a holdout, obviously, on the management side of the table. There's been a holdout. We've come to an impasse. We're at a stalemate.
I don't think we asked for much either, if I'm being completely honest. You know, union benefits, nothing.
Look, I think I've done a really good job to this point. Of making sure. What? Why is that crazy?
You have done it. I think you have done it. Wait. Hold on. Before this gets pretzel, you've done a great job compensating us. I was never even expecting to be compensated. Now, you know, obviously it's different story, different times. There's no argument about the compensation. I just think that the studio and the production value of the show and the sponsorships, Bob, that should be your camp has a very strong portfolio. The Brilliantly Dumb portfolio is a very powerful portfolio right now. It's trending portfolio. I think there's a lot of leverage that could be made. Yes, Joe?
I don't continue. I will.
I think Bob is like, you know, Bob's got like the golden crowbar of leverage right now. He could pretty much leverage anybody he wants. I think if he just throws his name in the hat there. And you know what? There's a lot of contractual loopholes to get through. There's a lot of red tape. We know this. But at the end of the day, Bob, I can't believe Wendy's is still being brought up. You got your biggie bag. What do you want? That's a nice bag, that tour bag.
I personally would just like to say I'd feel much better if I got some cases of Celsius or something sent to my house once in a while. You know, that would be a nice compensation. No, Mikey, I'm spending $5 a drink, at the local store.
I won't stoop to Bob's level. Like Wendy's is a very low blow to me. Wendy's is a very low blow to me. But Celsius, I wasn't going to cross that line. But thanks to Joe for opening that clam. It would have been nice to get a little watermelon in case of Celsius. Something, a little something.
It had me hyped up for each podcast. I'd be ready. I mean, the show is sponsored by it.
Bob's not happy.
Throw in my address. You know, give me... I'm Look spending plenty of a week on the Celsius, and we're sponsored by them. It'd be nice to get a free Celsius once in a while.
The show's not brought to you by Celsius. Celsius is long gone. Celsius is long gone.
When did this happen?
Months ago.
Well, that's not good. I haven't seen a Celsius.
We're scratching and clawing to keep the show afloat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with betterhelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
Bob, you might want to hold on to that polar bear mug on the side of the road in Jupiter, Florida with a big sign. Sponsor the Brilliantly Dumb Show, please.
You're going to see it with the bells like the Salvation Army at Christmas. He's just going to be ringing Brilliantly Dumb Show on the sign, just ringing bells with the cup out. Any donations will be accepted.
The shitty podcast. The real
morning,
shitty podcast.
Morning pods are great, man. They really are.
The podcast is not doing
the best. This is a hot start. This is a hot start.
I'll tell you this. In all seriousness,
go ahead.
I think, in all seriousness, you guys are model people to have on your roster. I mean, well, let me go. Let me go. I'm giving you a compliment. You guys really are. You guys are model. I mean, you're there. You show up. There's not many questions. I mean, it's just, let's just go. Let's get down to business. And I think it's been terrific. In all jokes aside, I think it's been terrific. Mikey V's got a big announcement coming up. I don't know if he's going to give that announcement now, but eventually he's going to give that announcement. I think there's a lot of good things happening for us. And I do think you guys are very easy. And I think we got a really great system going on here.
A good system. It's a good system.
I think everybody is very.
There's no doubt we show up, but we don't show up. We bring the heat. We bring the action. Week in, week out. I'm just saying, Bob.
I'm giving you the heat.
Once more, I'm giving.
No, I know it's not. It's not. No, Bob. You said we show up and we're here. I like to think I do more than just punch my old card before I clock in.
Mikey,
and you know,
that, Mikey, was that what I was saying?
Why am I being brought into?
Because you're part of the program. You're part of the podcast.
I understand that, but he's saying something directly to you. You can retort him. That's fine. Well, he's saying now.
Well, it involves you, Mikey.
That's how Joe feels.
It involves you. Would you disagree with my statement?
What was the statement again?
Can the statement is that we don't just show up, that we bring the heat.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm paying my respects, but it's not enough.
It is enough. It's appreciated.
I appreciate it.
A can of Celsius would be nice, but I'm just saying.
I will say, as much as I want to bash him right now, Joey D, when it comes to contracts and stuff, Joey D's probably one of the easiest. Believe it or not, you would think that he's one of the most, you know, down the line, point for point.
Now, the other gentleman in here is not so easy.
I think two things. I think Joe is very easy.
You have a contract set. You're like going through it with the freaking magnifying glass.
I'm not looking to get banged. I got kids to protect.
Why not? Because of course we agree with the kids, and it rallies. It's not fair to us because like we don't care about the kids. We care about the kids. Don't bring the kids into
Let's talk about something relative to everybody right
here
now.
Here we go.
We have to talk about it. Joe, the aliens, they're here.
That's preposterous.
The guy, you heard it directly from the horse's mouth. What do you think they got that guy from? It's all over BBC. It's all over the real news.
The aliens have been here since Mel Gibson did The Signs, apparently. And you know what? I haven't seen a fucking saucer.
That's my take on this whole thing, because I think it's a very, very hot topic right now. I think there's a lot of things burying it in the news that they're distracting you with a little bit. But I'll say this, guy who went out on that congressional hearing and had to give his full statement, former intelligence department member, he said that, yes, they recovered ships that are not of this world. They've recovered biological samples and bodies not of this world under oath in a congressional hearing. It made all major credible news outlets. Here's my thing. On the flip side of it, I would have to be an idiot, an ignoramus to believe that we are the only existing beings in this universe, because the universe, if you've ever read about it, is more vast than what we even know. Like,
yes.
People think there's nine planets, whatever. It goes well beyond that. This is just what we are able to see from our Hubble telescope and from what our astronomers have told us. But every astronomer will tell you it's vast, vast, vast. I would be an ignorant idiot to believe that we're the only living organisms in this universe. I have to.
Yeah, there's some floating amoeba somewhere in the sky.
There's got to be bigger than that, Joe. There has to be.
But my problem is why
that's on the flip side. My flip side is nowadays everybody and their mother has one of these. It's a 4K camera in their pocket. Everyone has the internet.
Right.
How in the world can there not be some?
Sorry. What was your phone cover?
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger from Commando. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger from Commando.
I mean,
it's a great movie.
That is, look, the coffee.
I'm a big Arnold guy, Bob. I mean, big Arnold guy.
Come on.
Bro. All right. Anyway, back. Can we get back to the subject? Stop trying. You're just like the government. You're just like the government. You're trying to. Do you work for the government? The government? Are you trying to divert the conversation?
Don't you think that's
Bob's part of the Illuminati. The government. Bob is confirmed Illuminati. He's trying to change an important topic subject. He's trying to flip it. Here's what my beef is, and Joe's going to agree with it because I know this is what he's going to say. Is everyone and their mother has the internet access, these 4K cameras right in their hand. How in the world do we not have some type of video or photographical finite proof of aliens or spaceships? Like, we've seen some grainy videos, but like finite, there's got to be some asshole that's interacted, has a video, and we haven't seen it. And is it that the government really has a system where they're able to monitor and wipe off the internet that quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? That's my question.
That's why I don't believe that it's true. I'm very anti. Yeah, I don't.
So you believe that we're the only living organisms in this universe?
No.
You can't. Bob does. I think Bob does.
Yeah, you know what I do?
Yeah. Bob's intelligence in terms of like creativeness and awareness of what extends outside of the room. Los Angeles, Jupiter, and Venus is very limited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Been to Europe.
You have.
Yeah.
You're going again.
I was like fish out of water.
You know,
he didn't know what was going on. I'm glad I was there to help him.
He liked the gelato.
I left him by himself for one day in Italy, okay? One day in Italy, he was by himself, and he got in a fight with an old guy inside of a spa, in the sauna, at the gym. And he looked at the old guy who didn't speak a lick of English, and he pointed at him and he said, "You're out of line." I don't know what Bob...
You're out of line.
I would almost say it would be as entertaining to strap a GoPro on Bob and put him in a remote country, in a foreign country, and see him try to figure his way out. It would be like putting, I don't know, it'd be like putting a goldfish inside of a freaking den.
I mean, Bob went to like the Styx of Alabama to like a sports bar and ordered a Negroni. And he was like, "This is terrible. I can't believe how awful this is. This is terrible." But so, all right. So on the alien belief scale, so me and Joe are believers in, for the record.
I thought you're not a believer.
No, Joe's a believer in aliens.
Let him answer. Are you a believer or not a believer, Joe?
So here's my take, okay? I believe that there is, I don't know if you want to call it extraterrestrial beings.
Yes.
Or what, there's got to be, we are, in the Milky Way is the one galaxy that we're confined to, and there it is within
I love it.
There's vast amount of galaxies we haven't even discovered. So
correct.
To Mikey's point, I would say, you know, who are we to think that us as a primitive being is the only thing that exists within the realm of the universe? I would make a statement that I would concur with that. That being said,
thank you, John.
Why the fuck in New Mexico or somewhere have we not seen anything?
Fair.
And here's the other point, which people have failed to address for years. Why the fuck, if you go within a 100 or 200 meter radius of Area 51, they'll shoot you on sight? The government is the real problem. And you know what?
I don't disagree. I don't understand
when somebody comes out and says that they've seen stuff. Why can't we see it then? Why Correct. Can't we be directed Correct. To what is being seen? I don't Correct. Understand. What are we, just a bunch of guinea pigs running around, not aware of what's happening in the world?
Are they afraid of anarchy and panic?
I don't believe in it. I just think we would have seen something by now with everything that we have. I just think we would have seen something by now.
Okay, so for the record, me and Joe say we are not alone. Bob is saying we are alone. Is that correct? Is that correct, Bob?
Yeah. Bob's a lone warrior.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you to take a stand, though.
Look, I think we would have seen something. Maybe I'm wrong. But just more
it's the
so
wrong stand, but it's a good
the aliens
stand.
Go, I'm anti-alien. I don't think.
Anti-alien.
I hope for our sake, if they're ever watching the podcast, they miss this episode.
I was going to say, if we somehow lose 1,000 subscribers overnight, we know why. And we know we're not alone. We've confirmed it if we lose like 1,000 subscribers.
Gentlemen, it'll be 999 aliens and Wendy's.
Let's Joe, this guy cracks himself up.
He really does. It's the best.
He really does. He really does.
So good.
Phil, should we go into our buy yourself segment here?
Sure.
Mike V, why don't you start us off?
I got a good one that I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks. I'm gonna say it's gym related. And it's for people that go to the gym and they haven't showered yet, or let me clarify, that they're naturally not the best smelling person. If you know that you're not naturally the best smelling person when you wake up in the morning, like to me, as soon as I wake up, I have to take a shower. It's just like an instinctual kind of, I wake up, I shower. That's how I start my day. I have to shower. Otherwise, even if I know I'm going to the gym, I have to shower and then I'll shower after. It's not a big deal. That's just what I do.
I like to shower after the gym.
Me too, Joe. But I'm just saying there are people that go to the gym. And let me tell you, I was on the treadmill the other day and this guy came next to me, man. And there's first of all, there's open treadmills. That's a big pet peeve of mine. If there's cardio equipment, you, out of courtesy, you have to separate an empty one. That's
I would agree. It's the same as urinals.
Yes, you right. Perfect analogy. You always go every other, or if there's three open, I would go total polar opposite end. Farthest away from you as possible. I don't want to smell you, hear you, be disturbed by you, and vice versa. These people, you got to do a smell check before you go to the gym. You got to do a smell check. Underarms, real quick. Deodorant, like I swear, there's people that go to the gym that just don't believe in deodorant. And I'm sorry, that's not a belief that you could subscribe
deodorant
to.
Is
if
a
you're
necessity.
A part of modern society, you can't subscribe to that belief. I'm sorry, you can't. Maybe if you live on a farm and you never see anybody in Montana, that's fine. But if you're going to a crowded metropolitan area gym, you have to be cognizant of the way you smell and the way you present yourself slightly. You just have to. Because I was ready to vomit next to this guy. This is not the first time this has happened. It's terrible. He was ripe. He was ripe and he just got started. So, and luckily I was coming off. I can't imagine a half hour in what this guy would have smelled like. It would have been like a sewer.
I think people have an idea. You know, if you are having a bad smelling day, like, you know,
I agree.
You smell good to where you have to have some sort of idea to where it's not like you just don't know. You have an idea of when you smell bad.
Oh yeah. You ever do a smell check where you go like this?
Breath,
and you just
underarms.
And yeah,
really, it's the body odor. The body odor hits a lot different. The body odor is terrible.
I go to the gym first thing in the morning, so I typically don't shower before the gym, but I apply deodorant, some kind of baby powder.
Yes.
I brush my teeth.
You got
to
brush your teeth.
And then because I like to shower directly after I go to the gym. So for me, when I'm going to the gym first thing in the morning, it doesn't really make sense for me to shower, go to the gym, shower within the first 2 hours of my day.
If I'm doing like today, I'm home from work, right? I'm going to shower before I go because I have time. If I'm doing a 5 a.m. wake up going to the gym like normal,
I'll
just go, but I will do the deodorant application, the teeth brushing, and a teeth brush and a gargle because all the
germs
bad
breath live on
the tongue.
Mouthwash from time to time.
A little gargle,
Mike,
a little tongue
scrape. Do you floss?
Yeah, but I'm a flosser. I have the floss picks. I use the floss picks all day. I just keep them in my office drawer. I keep them in my car. That's what I do.
How often are you flossing?
Oh, I couldn't give you a time count. I'm flossing.
Is it an everyday? Are you an everyday?
Yeah, yeah. But it's more like it's just like a habit sitting there.
Right,
kind of.
Right.
When they invented those flossers, they did people a lot of favors because nobody wants to sit there, cut the circulation off to their fingertips, reaching into the back with the floss. Those days are dead. That's why a lot of people weren't flossing. The flossers are so easy. It's like having a toothpick. You're just sitting there. You could do it.
I got to be honest. I don't floss.
You don't floss, Joseph.
I have to start now because I got shit from the dentist. But I brush my teeth three times a day.
Normally. Dentists are brutal with their honesty about the gums. They're brutal.
They don't fucking hold back, man. I got an absolute threshold of just a litany of how I need to floss better. And I that's fine. I started flossing, but it's like, you know, you're sitting there for like how long? You got to be sitting there 10 minutes doing every crevasse.
I'll tell you, Joe, get those gum flosser picks. And when you're sitting on the couch doing nothing, watching a game, that's the time. That's the you perfect know what, Joe, time.
But isn't that gauche to be flossing in the living room next on the table? That
people it probably is. I just don't care.
But you
it
know
what? I don't have a cave is. Like you, Mikey B.
I think you're going to end up enjoying flossing. Because what I noticed with the flossing, and I don't do it every day to where I should do more, you do find that you get things in there that you can never get.
You ever get a big chunk?
What's that?
You ever get a big chunk?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know about the big chunks. Sometimes after a particular meal, but you do get like, some like calcium, like a little hard calcium buildup. If you're really in,
you know what? You know what? Sometimes you know what I got the other day with the floss? I got a little corn husk that got stuck up in there.
Yeah,
like you know, like
corn.
You know, like the little corn skin.
If we did top five foods that get stuck in your teeth, corn would be like number one.
Did you? Did you ever notice with that? But also too, you ever eat corn, Joey D, and you shit out the corn?
Yeah, because it doesn't digest. It doesn't digest.
Yeah. No, Mikey, I'm telling you, Mikey, do yourself
I've shit out corn. I know the corn shit though? Thing. I
mean, that's why they call it. That's why they call it a niblet.
Corn's tough, bro.
Why is that?
It doesn't, like Joe said, that skin on the kernels doesn't break down.
It'll just go through the lining of your intestine.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, sure. All right. So that's it's stinky gym goers. You got to be more cognizant. You have to be.
Yeah. But that's I will say tough. Okay. All right. I'm gonna sell as well. I was on the beach the other day, and I think it's the most overrated thing in the world. I think it looks cool from the beach when you're looking at it and watching people do it. It's like it looks kind of glamorous. I think that parasailing is one of the most overrated, ridiculous. Biggest sell. You get up there and
I thought he was going in another direction and I was getting very nervous.
What direction?
I thought you were gonna sell surfing and I was about to pull the plug on the
bottom. No, I respect. Look, I look at the surfer.
Okay, good.
Like, damn,
good.
I wish I could do that too. And it looks like a really tough thing to do. Just
that
I could never do that.
The parasailing, it just people make so much money off of it and it seems good and it looks cool from the beach. And I've done it before, but you get up there and there's nothing to do. I mean, you're just sitting there. It's like it's more of like a sightseeing type of situation.
But isn't that the purpose of it? What do you think?
You see what? The water?
But what do you think you're going to, what did you think you were going to be doing when you decided to go up there? What do you think you're going to play a game of tiddlywinks when you're up there?
Bob hates heights, so it's not for him.
I don't particularly like heights.
But I remember going up there and thinking that it'd be kind of like,
you've done it?
Ride, like you move, the wind kind of takes you around a little bit, and it's almost like it's really not. I mean, you just sit there, you look down at the water, and that's really all there is, and a lot of these companies make a fortune off of it. I'm selling parasailing. I don't think that's such a crazy
just
sell.
An incredible sell though. Something I was ever expecting. I can tell you that. When you started with I was at the beach the other day, I was thinking 1,000 different things other than parasailing.
Yeah, no, I'm not selling surfing. I respect the hell out of what.
It is one of the hard surfing is one of the hardest things ever. I went surfing years ago at Surfer's Paradise. And I could barely get on the fucking surfboard.
Oh, I tried to paddleboard on my honeymoon. I stood up like 8 times. I was like, yeah, I'm too big for this shit. I fell off every time.
They finally took a picture of me like getting up on the wave, and I'm in such shallow water. The wave's like 3 feet high, and I'm hanging on like I'm doing a hang 10, except it's a hang 3 because the wave is so small. And that was the only time I could ride.
Like you're in a hot tub.
Remember when we were supposed to go on the electric surfboard with Rob Lowe?
Yes.
And Rob Lowe never showed up. And
We got sold.
I'm a huge Rob Lowe guy.
We were.
I love Rob Lowe. It's one of my favorite characters. I love Rob Lowe.
Obviously, you guys have had some trouble with Rob Lowe.
We signed up for Rob Lowe. We got his son who thought he was the SS skipper of the seven seas.
Don't do this, Joe.
He was like, "Oh yeah, I like to go sail. I like to go sailing and ride boats."
Don't do this.
What do you mean, don't do this? You think Rob Lowe's checking in to watch our podcast?
No,
he couldn't even show up to a freaking thing he was assigned to. He
was pushing Atkins bars.
You know where he went? He went to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house. We got left to dry in the shores of Santa Barbara, and this guy was having fucking lunch with the governor.
That's a fair opt-out, Joe. That's a fair opt-out, though, is it not?
Come on, though, man. I don't like when people tell you they're going to do something and they bail last second. They pull the plug and they don't have the common courtesy to tell you until we show up. And we're waiting for this guy to walk down the dock, down the marina side. And instead we get his son.
The dock. Oh, that was great.
We drove an hour and 45 minutes out to Santa Barbara to ride hoverboard surfboards because in the hopes of meeting Rob Lowe. And this guy showed up and gave us his second son and was having lunch at Governor's house. In the hopes of
meeting Rob Lowe. I did not have Rob Lowe taking strays on my Monday morning bingo card.
Well, you know what? Back then, we would have taken anything because we were really just starting out.
Hey, listen, Rob Lowe, in my opinion, is an A-list guy.
No, he is not.
Here we go. This was.
That is not true. He's not an A-list.
It was in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, in the 80s. But that's my point. This guy's been resting on his laurels for 20 years.
Hold on, Joey D. Hold on. There was a big, big thing in our group chat, Mikey, with our friends in L.A., so before we even met Rob Lowe, Cutsy had it out for him because one of our friends claims that he was Showtime, claims that he's absolutely an A-list actor, and Cutsy doesn't feel that that was right. And
agree with Showtime.
They used to go at it about this. So it's a very, very touchy subject for him. With that being said, Joe, why do you feel that Rob Lowe is not an A-list actor?
He's not an A-lister. Maybe 20. Mikey V just said in the 80s he was prominent. I consider A-listers Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio. Those are A-listers.
I think above A-list. Those are like legendary actors.
Above A-list.
They're in the legends tier. There's like the legends tier to me and then A-list. Rob Lowe, listen, you got Wayne's World. You got
I would say Will Smith is an A-lister. I would because here's my point. Rob Lowe was a TV, and I'm not taking credit away from Rob Lowe. He's made more money than I'll ever make in my whole life. Good for him.
You don't know that, Joey Day. You don't know that.
St. Elmo's Fire. Austin Powers.
Give credit where credit's due. He's a good-looking guy. And for his age, he's done – I don't know. He's got to be on some kind of treatments or something. But he looks great for his age.
He's on the Atkins diet.
That's bullshit. He's not on the Atkins diet. He's having Botox and who knows what else.
I do think he's had a lot of Botox.
Oh, the Botox, the skin's, it looks like a Ziploc bag's been pulled over. I'm not making an enemy. I just said he looks good for his age.
Oh, yeah, you're making a friend, Joe. You're making a friend. You guys.
Well, you know what? He didn't make a friend when he bailed on us when we drove almost 2 hours to go on surfboards. And I couldn't even get on.
Couldn't even get on the dock.
I promoted it too. I really thought
it was a tough scene. Bob had a picture. Bob had a story of like Bob and then did like a split screen of Rob Lowe next to him. and halfway through when we showed up, Bob had to take the story down. And people were like, "Where's Rob Lowe?" And we're like, "Oh, there's only one Rob here and it ain't Lowe." Bob was really upset.
Why would you ever put the split screen up before
he put it up before we even showed up to the beach?
Well, I guess he didn't think he was going to get hoodwinked.
No,
he
got hoodwinked. With those stories and stuff, I get too excited that I can't.
Yeah, I know.
It really is.
Early annals of Bob's success,
When Bob gets something that he gets excited about for posts,
forget about it.
Like, I can't even put... The best example is, and I hate to bring it up again, is the garage door video, but not the video, not the part where Joe's impact on the door. It's Bob looking at Ticket and asking him if he has it on film. And he was so, like, it looked like somebody who was about to lead a unit over the hill in a war on a beach saying, "Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you," like, his eyes.
Meanwhile, I'm my best friend,
like The Exorcist. It was incredible. Incredible.
By the way, there's a new Exorcist coming out. I can't wait.
I saw the preview. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But no, but you know, you think my best friend would be more concerned that I am not seriously concussed or have serious brain damage.
No. Content over everything, Joe. You know,
I could have been in a pool of blood. He would have been asked for the video.
The Ten Commandments.
Chet was the only one who was like, "Guys, don't laugh. Is he okay?" If you listen to the video, he's the only one who says, "Guys, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Is he okay?"
If you could roll the clip again.
Gonna hit his head.
Watch your head.
No. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I can't believe it just happened.
That is not ideal.
Don't laugh, dude. I think he's okay. Dude, I saw that coming from a mile away. Cut. He just go in the house. Yo. Refilming.
You got it.
Are you serious? Wait, you got it?
I can't believe you did it.
Tick, if you're lying, I'm going to be livid.
Do you know that Jet has tried to make Bob swear an oath that if we get a hole in one, that he cannot release the video prior to the Bob Does Sports video coming out, because it will literally it will ruin the whole video. And Bob has not
that's
agreed.
Never gonna happen. That's never
he's
gonna
not
happen.
Agreed to no,
it. I we've talked about it before, but I remember when that happened to Joey D, and the whole night I couldn't sleep. It was like Christmas morning, because I Christmas Eve, because I was so excited for the world to look at that. And I remember just giggling in my room.
I remember you sending me the video, and I was recording at Amazon that day. Do you remember? And you were like, "You have to swear to
the
Christ."
The subtle flex.
No. Because I remember exactly where I was. And he, Joe, the sick. You have to swear on everything, on your children, on everything, that you will not release this video to anyone.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Something.
Did Dom's name come up?
He was like, "Swear on your daughter's eyes that you will not release this video."
On G, baby?
Jesus Christ, Bob. I won't release the video. Is it that crazy? Then he sent me the video, and I kind of understood why he did that.
I remember getting that text from Joey D at 5 in the morning. He was in the other room, and he just said, "Are you fucking serious?" he heard me giggling from the other room. It was unbelievable.
4:45 in the morning, the guy was up watching the video. No, Lord knows what time he was up, because that was the only time I woke up from hearing it. He was pacing around the floors like he was ready to run the fucking triathlon. It was unbelievable.
That's like his love language is content. It's sick. It's insane. It's really sick. Yeah. I get it.
No, I love it.
I'd like to do my
not to that degree, but I do get it.
Joey D, buy or sell?
I'm selling this week.
Rob Lowe. And
there we go.
Well, I'll leave that for next week so I can build some momentum on that. Here's what I'm selling this week. And you know, it's a shame. It is a true shame, because something I have enjoyed thoroughly throughout my years. And it's tainted now. It's tainted. It's ruined. It's watered down. Movie previews, I'm done with them. It has become to the point I'm watching Kia ads. I'm watching bullshit stuff. I'm watching, you know, Nicole Kidman sitting in the fucking theater talking, and people are cheering, like talking about how the movie is an experience. Can we get to the movie? I used to go to movies. I still do. I really enjoy going to the movies. And you'd get 10, maybe 15 minutes of previews, 2 or 3 good ones. I got now the other day almost 10, 15-minute preview for the new Sharknado featuring, what's his name, the bald guy, Jason Statham. And he's riding on, it's like, you know, the previews, it's become so bad to the point where now you sit in a movie theater that starts at 7 o'clock and you legitimately do not see the trailer, like the Paramount sign or whatever, come up for the real movie to start 30, 40 minutes after. Like, I just started showing up 25, 30 minutes after the time the movie started, because you still get 5 to 10 minutes of previews.
What did you go see? Oppenheimer?
I did. Yeah.
And?
You're gonna talk long. That movie's long, man. 3 hours.
Okay.
I did think like the I enjoyed the historical reference. Now Bob would have walked after 20 minutes.
Yeah. Sounds like Ford versus Ford.
Bob would have walked. I'll tell you a word to the wise. Anybody thinks you're going out there to see tons of explosions and fast-paced cinema, it ain't that at all. It's very historical-based. Now, that being said, it's great cinema. I thought that the acting, Robert Downey Jr. was great. Matt Damon was in it. The main character, I forget his name.
Cillian Murphy.
Yes, he was great. Emily Blunt's in it. So the movie is good. But the previews, man, it just got to be better. There's no space for ads in a movie preview. Like, we're selling our souls, man. And it's just, it's sad because the nostalgia, you know, you ever go to like one of those drive-in movie theaters where you have the dancing popcorn and the sodas? Yeah, that was fun. Why did we get away from that, Mikey V?
I don't know. Star Insurance, ask them.
Oh, it's a shame.
Everyone's selling their soul to the devil. It's pretty sad.
Everybody's trying to make a quick buck, but meanwhile, the Brilliant Dumb Show can't.
Oh, that's come on. That's so unnecessary.
You just knew that was coming, though. That's, I knew. No, that was so a build-up.
Hey, Mike, be better and go get Wendy's.
That was a masterful crescendo.
Yeah.
By Chef Joey D.
That was my Bach.
There's a lot of hype around the mush. I would give that a try.
Bro. What is mush?
Maybe we reach out to them.
It's overnight oats, so they don't have Bob. I already come on. I already reached out. They're still in the process. They have no ambassador program yet. They're in the process of building it because they're relatively new. But let me tell you something. Their flavor profile. Like, they sent me two big old boxes: peanut butter and jelly, maple cinnamon. This mush stuff is legitimately delicious.
I would love to go through your DMs.
I was just thinking, Bob.
The money I would pay to be granted.
How much? Are we talking $500?
How long do I get?
You get an hour.
An hour?
You give me an hour? I'd pay two grand.
$2,000.
I would pay $2,000 to go for an hour.
That's how you know this guy's making just bundles. $2,000 to go through his DMs?
Yeah. I'll take the two grand, by the way.
We could actually arrange this.
Has to be in person. I can't give him the password. It has to be in person.
I would be so curious to go and
oh
my God, man.
I bet you okay, Bob. What do you think, like, in terms of like DMs? I guarantee Peloton's gotten a couple.
No.
I've never asked them.
I've tagged them and they've like sent stuff to me like thank you or whatever for, but I've never like been like, can I be an ambassador?
I would be curious just to go through the Wendy's DMs. Just
oh, Wendy's the Wendy's DMs files. Are dead. The emails are the.
Well, you're telling us.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it was.
It was exciting times. It was an exciting time.
It was peak. We were all very excited. I will say though, Mikey, I commend what you do and the way you go after these things. It's very commendable. It's not a bad thing at all.
One would say that if you and I, Bob, were at the same level of excitement and enthusiasm and I hate pumping Mikey's tires, but this guy shares more and goes out of his way more to promote the Brilliant Dumb Show than the two of us combined. Maybe we'd have a couple more under our belts. I'm just saying.
I think if Bob rang the mush doorbell, I think they'd expedite the ambassador program a lot quicker.
I think mush
would be a good fit.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't even know what is a mush? It's oats.
It's a little cup of overnight oats for breakfast. Like you have it for breakfast on the go. You just keep them in the fridge, but their flavor, they have incredible.
What do you mean overnight? They said
they call it overnight. No, they call it overnight.
It's very big, Joe. Everybody, the people. Yeah. They're very into the mix. I haven't had it yet, but I would be curious. It's it must be. It's
delicious.
Okay, fellas, let's go with our top five here today. Okay. Today's top five is going to be top five shots. Anything you get at a bar, you go to a bar, what shot do you order? Top five shots. And let's start with Joey D. I think Joey D is going to have a bougie old list.
No, listen, here's my take before I begin with the top five shots. I am, for one, of the notion that I don't like to do too many, like, very sweet. When I was younger, I did. But the sugar, the sweet shots, because here's the thing, it adds up. And at the end of the day, the next day, that shit all catches up with you. So I like to keep it pretty simple, stupid when I'm doing shots now. I don't like to go, when I was younger, I'd do all these elaborate shots and stuff. Now you're going to see my list. It's really not like sweet things, but I got one or two things, one on my honorable mention. But I'll start off. Number five, Mikey B is going to resonate with this as an Italian. This is as classic a shot as you can do. And you can have some fun with it. The white Sambuca, you can, you know, you want to impress somebody, you can light it on fire if you really want to go out of your way. But it's a nice, smooth shot. You feel a deep burn. It's good to put a little espresso bean on there. It's a classic undefeated shot.
Good call on the white too, because the black is
the black disgusting. It's undigestible. Number four, we're gonna go, and I wasn't gonna put this, but I've had so many of these throughout. Especially, I think our list, Mikey V, might be more similar than Bob's because we grew up in a different era. The Jaeger bomb to me really revolutionized shot taking. I don't know if you ever saw that video, you know, Jaeger bombs. Yeah. That thing was just
guy went to Monmouth University right down in South Jersey.
Oh, really? That was the most viral video I've ever witnessed to this day. And I just think, like, growing up, it was just like that was we just I had more Jaeger bombs probably than any other shot. I got to put them in. So they get the four slot. And number three, listen, you want to go out, you want to have fun, you want to get a little lambasted, a little drunk. Go with something straight. Give me the tequila shot at three. Little lime. People like, I'm not a real fan of like the salt. People like to put the salt on the wrist. Give me a break. What the fuck are you? You don't need to put.
Some people, it's strong. It's strong for some people. You know.
I like, you know, you take the shot. You take the shot immediately after, strong lime wedge action. You're more than fine. But yeah, some people like to get fancy with the salt and all that. Number two, this is a shot that we started taking recently.
This is a 20-minute top five. This is the most long-winded top five.
Poor Joe's face.
I love how he just comes in on my number two slot while I'm really just starting to
cook. You're cooking now, Joe.
Ahead, I think it's ahead, doing well.
Number two.
What the hell, man? This guy. The nerve. Number two is a more recent shot that I've learned, and we take them all the time in the Bob Does Sports camp. They're called green tea shots. They consist of Jameson, peach schnapps, and sour mix. And you know what? It sounds sweet, but it really goes down very easy. It's not a hard shot to do. Give me that in the two slot. And number one, we want to talk potential sponsors. We want to talk about somebody who's knocking on the door.
On three, Joey D.
We really need a countdown?
Two, three.
It's Fireball. And you know what? You got to do it chilled. You do it. They shake it chilled. You get the little ice crystals on top. That cinnamon sweetness that goes down. Beautiful every time. Fireball, I'm calling you out.
Wow.
You are the top. No, listen. I have dialogue with these guys.
Fireball. Where are you?
I showed up in an episode wearing a whole onesie Fireball. Yes. Let's not forget, Fireball takes the number one slot. It's the easiest shot to do. You can do it literally anywhere. Golf course, bar, out with friends. Give me Fireball at the one slot.
By the way, Mikey, we still have those Fireball sweaters.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
It was a sweater, not a onesie. It was a sweater. That's right.
Yeah, the Fireball sweater. I got no issue. Mike B, got any issue?
None whatsoever.
Okay.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
You want me to give it a go?
Sure.
See, I like the shots that don't really taste like where you kind of can't taste the liquor. So I do like more of the fun, sugary type of shots.
Can't wait to hear this.
I got a little bit of a mix. Number five, give me the kamikaze.
Great shot. That's a classic shot.
Yeah, we had a few of those last night. And then number four, lemon drop. I like the lemon drop shots.
It's so sweet, though. You do more than one of those, Bob.
I know, but that's what I like. I like it to where you can't really taste it. And then
those are back-to-back really good summertime shots when you're outside when it's really hot. Those are nice.
Number three, the tequila shot. Straight up tequila shot. My hangovers from tequila, I don't get bad hangovers compared to other stuff. Tequila's my go-to. Tequila is my number one, giving me with the lime. Number two, I got Fireball. Straight up No chaser needed. It's spectacular. It really is. Even like when we did the fireball challenge, they go, I mean, they get you banged up, but they go down better than anything. I mean, like, even if I think like vodka shots or whatever, like those, it wears on you. The fireball just, it goes down smooth. Shout out fireball. Number one, green tea shots. That's, it's new in my world. And I am all in on the green tea shots. That's what I got. Any issues, Joey D?
I mean, you and I have a similar list for the most part. Three out of five are similar.
Mikey V?
I got no issue with it whatsoever.
Let it rip.
All right, number five, very, very simple, very straight to the point. I'm kind of in the Joe camp where, like, I have a couple that are, like, you know, a little on the sweeter side, but for the most part, like, I don't enjoy doing shots really anymore. So if I do, like, just get to the point already. Like, I'm ready to go. Number five, give me Jameson. I'll do a shot of Jameson. I love rounds of Jameson. That's like my, like, a go-to, like, if I'm at the bar, a beer and a shot, just give me a Jameson shot. Number five. Number four, Irish Car Bomb. Irish Car Bomb is Kahlua, like a Bailey's Irish Cream and whiskey dropped into a pint of Guinness and chug it back. I love a good Irish Car Bomb. It's very good. It's very good. It's creamy. Again, you can only have like one because it's heavy, but very good. Number three, I got the Mind Eraser. Mind Eraser is a classic shot. That's vodka, Kahlua, and club soda. Vodka, Kahlua, club soda. If you've never had one, order a Mind Eraser. Bob, you'd probably like it because you don't taste alcohol really. Sounds you don't good. Want to shoot it back. It's very quick. Two, green tea. I love green tea. Green tea is, as you guys both said, and if no one's ever had it, it sounds like it's crazy because there's Jameson in it. It's not. You don't taste anything whatsoever. And then number one, I have chilled tequila. I just think a chilled tequila shot with the lime on the side, if you want it, if it's decent tequila, I don't think it's even necessary. If it's very ice cold, shoot back the tequila. Again, you're getting right to business, right to business. And then I'll give my honorable lemon drop. I had it honorable. I'm pivoting off that. Screwball whiskey as my honorable mention. I don't know if you've ever had Screwball. It's peanut butter. Peanut butter flavored whiskey. It's fucking delicious if you've never had it, but not a lot of places have it. Screwball whiskey. Delicious.
Joey D, honorable mention.
This goes against my normal camp with the sweetness, but I'll go mudslide at my number five. Cause once in a while, when you're out with friends, or, you know, in a hot environment or just outside or whatever, it's nice to drink. It's a good shot.
I can get on board with that. We were having those. What is in a mudslide though?
I wrote it down here. Mudslides is Kahlua, Bailey's, and vodka. And some places they'll do like almost like a frappe one where it's kind of like a lot of places don't do that. But if the basis of it is Kahlua, Bailey's, and vodka, but some of them they'll do almost like, it's kind of like a,
it looks like an ice cream swirl.
Yeah, ice cream freeze.
Like
freeze
fudge. Thing. It looks like fudge.
Like frappe, yeah. But not all places do that. Just the base of that, though, it's very good. It goes down very smooth.
Yeah, I can get behind that. We were hitting the mudslides earlier. I love that. I got no wish. I would take that, too. I don't know. Outside of the five that I gave, I don't really know a whole lot of.
I know a bunch. I know a bunch that I used to order when I went out when I was young in college. Because a lot of girls, they don't like hard shots like I do. So you have, you know, you have the Burt Reynolds, you have the broken down golf courts, China Whites. There's a lot of different stuff.
A couple ones that we both missed. Not that we missed, but like these were like those
Jolly Ranchers. Shots,
those strong shots.
That sounds like
it's. How about like, Joe, how about like Black House? Remember Black House?
I didn't do that, but did you ever do the what was the
Rumpelman
shot? Bacardi 151. You ever do that?
Yeah, no, it's like drinking
an instantaneous gasoline shot. Okay. But you know, here's my. I'm gonna finish with this premise. If you're ordering a shot, because a lot of bartenders they call them different. You gotta know what the shot consists of. I don't know how many times people will go up and be like, try to order something with a bartender, and they don't know the base of the shots. Because I guess they call them different things, different places. So if you're ordering something, just know what you're having. You know what you're having. Know what, if it's, especially if it's a concoction with sweetness and different, you know, different mixes. You got to know what you're having.
Fair enough. Know what you're ordering. Wise words there from Joey D. Ladies and gentlemen, week after week, you know the drill.
You know, Bob, you got to give something honorable for the graphic. You got to give something.
I went with the mudslide.
You went with the mudslide. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's on me.
Week after week. Now, folks, we're on our way to the charts. We are on our way to the charts. Like, comment, subscribe. Let's keep the ball rolling here now. Brelminum Show to the moon. Joey D, Mikey V, I love you boys both. And we will see you back next week. That's another edition of the Brelminum Show.